Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 2-1 victory away against Kilmarnock today. We got away with that one, I think, didn't we? First league game of the season, there was always going to be a wee bit of, you know, cobwebs, I think, and we know we can play a hell of a lot better than that, and I hope the players do too. We got the 3 points in the end, but it was a tough slog getting there, and as I said, a bit of a let-off. Arguably, we controlled the full game, but it was a real pedestrian affair. There was too many sideways passes. There was a lack of invention up front, and certainly in the second half anyway, which we'll get into. So first half, we dominated. I felt that we controlled the game. Kilmarnock just put 11 behind the ball pretty much all game, tried to hit us in the counter-attack. They weren't too dangerous at all. They had a couple of chances in the second half especially. Again, much like the Progress game, they maybe taken a leaf out of their book and tried to do something there, but we know how Kilmarnock was going to play a very tightly packed defensive unit, and that was up to us to break them down. And we did do that on the 15th minute with Arfield scoring a goal. It's a superb corner from the right from Tavernier. It was a bullet header from Katic on the 6-yard line, saved by the keeper, but spilled and right into the path of Arfield, who was there to bundle it over the line. So it was looking good from early into the game. 5 minutes later, though, Brophy did actually have a stinging shot from some distance, and he made Fordingham pull off a good save. And that was really the only thing that they'd done all first half. We had a few fleeting chances, but again, we were trying to walk it into the net, which it was a problem last season. And I felt at the very start of pre-season this year, we seemed to have sorted that out. They were trying to shoot from distance, but again, this game and the last game against Progress, we were trying to, you know, just find the perfect angle, get the shot off, you know, once they were completely happy, once a whole checklist of things had been done. And I felt there was a few players today that taken one too many touches, they were looking for the perfect angle. Just shoot the bloody ball, because you never know what's going to happen. You know, it's something we really need to knock out of the players. And maybe that's a symptom of the fact that the teams are going to play so defensively and so tightly packed against us that they know they can frustrate us like that, but that's up to us to try and break that down. Into the second half, I felt that Kilmarnock started off certainly brighter than us. They looked a wee bit more up for it, and they were getting forward quite a bit. That was none more evident on the 55th minute when Brophy really missed a sitter, and it should have been made at one each when the ball was played out wide right. There was a dangerous ball into our box and Brophy got a touch to it and put it wide, and it was really, you know, if he had got a proper touch to it and put the laces through it, then it would have been in the back of the net, no doubt. So really dangerous there. We did have a few charging runs, and it was fizzled out by the time we had got to the keeper. Certainly Aribo had a couple of shots as well that forced the keeper make a few good saves. And, you know, it was the keeper for maybe about two or three occasions that kept the scoreline down. But again, you've got to legislate for that, and it's certainly something we didn't. And we just never made a change until the 77th minute, where Ojo came off and Jones came on, and there should have been changes long before that. Again, that was a criticism of Gerrard last season as well, making changes too late. And from there, kind of Kilmarnock started to come back more and more into the game, and to be honest, you've seen it coming, and it was, you know, you could have wrote the script from last year as well, because it was a carbon copy. Kilmarnock got the goal in the 82nd minute. It was a free kick floated into the box from the left, bounced right in front of your defence, right to the back post where a player was waiting, unmarked, and he had a first time shot into the back of the net. Really poor defending, not even picking up the ball, and even worse defending, not picking up that attacker as well. So as I said, you could have wrote the script, and you know, you kind of felt that we weren't going to score because we hadn't looked like we were going to score in the second half. And the more likely to score was going to be Kilmarnock, but fortunately, right in the death, 91st minute, Goldson got the goal. There was a corner in from the right, and an absolute bullet header from Goldson right into the back of the net. Should have ripped the net. It was outstanding goal, really, really was. And as I said, that's maybe something that the gaffer's trying to instill into them, is play into the 90 minutes now instead of just like the 86 we had done in the past. But it really was frustrating for the fact that we never really tried to change things about until we went one each. You know, it was very pedestrian, very sideways passing. Kilmarnock were quite happy for us to knock the ball about. We weren't making any inroads forward. You know, players couldn't pass to each other because they weren't actually moving and breaking free their marker. And as I said, it wasn't until we lost the goal, we started playing a wee bit more inventively and tried to, you know, have that wee bit more urgency about us. And that's something that definitely needs knocking knocked out. We should have urgency until it's three. We've got a good kind of 2 or 3 goal cushion. Then you can maybe look into relaxing a wee bit. But, you know, teams are going to play like this against us for probably 38 games this season, and we find it difficult to break down. We need to find a way of being better than that and not switching off. It just feels like, as I said a couple of match reactions ago and pods ago, if we make a mistake, we feel as if we're going to get punished, whereas if the opposition make a mistake, we don't capitalise on that often enough, and that's something that, again, we need to sort out. But on the flip side of this whole performance is, it wasn't a great performance, but we still won, which is something that we weren't doing largely last year, and we did get that last minute goal. So you've got to take positives out of that, I suppose, but we're going to need to play a hell of a lot better, because obviously we've got a tough game in Europe on Thursday, and then we're right back into it in the league against Hibs as well on Sunday. So, Dave and I were going to do a podcast this week, and it won't be until after the Midtjylland game, so it'll probably be out either Friday night or Saturday morning, but we'll try and get that pod out to you as soon as we can. I'll be back after the Midtjylland game for a reaction pod as well. If you want to check us out on all of our stuff, you can go to our website at iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and you can find all the social media sites and links to our podcasts and match reactions as well. So, thanks for listening, and bye.